Christmas. Every year I celebrate Christmas. Many people are celebrating the birth of their Savior, but I am not. Yet with all those people, I have a great many things in common. Tradition, family, friends, good meals, gift exchanging. Around this time, we do all we can to try to eradicate the more important things of life. We try so valiantly and so wholeheartedly to celebrate each other. And yet, it's a lot more difficult than it seems. The holidays are stressful. So widely known is this fact that even the magazines and the television ads have turned it into another grand holiday cliche, making the holidays easier. A stress-free holiday. These are the types of slogans I saw in the grocery store today. In a way, it almost adds to the overwhelming sensation that the world is racing forward and we're struggling to keep up. Do I have any grand solution to this problem? Have I found the perfect technique to tackle the holiday blues? Hardly, though I wish I had. I can only do what I find most useful in any stressful situation, whether it be taking a test, driving in rush hour traffic, or in a small mall during the peak shopping season of the year. I pause, I take a deep breath, I try to remember the reality of the situation. In this case, I try to remember that these are all important people to me I'm shopping for. These are the kind of people who will love me regardless of whether or not I get them anything at all. But don't think for a moment that Christmas is just a time of year that I cope with. I love Christmas, and as unmaterialistic as I try to be, I still love presents. I remember the rush of being young and waking up at 4 in the morning, more or less, so excited about the bounty Santa had expected me. There was the climactic build of opening presents, one after the other, working your way towards that one grand toy you had asked for that year. Was it something big? It was always something expensive. And I'm sure it was always something Santa or my parents had to go through great extremes to acquire. The type of presents you enjoy over the years change, though, don't they? Something seemed a little bit different this year when I noticed that warm socks were at the top of my socks list. Warm socks and new underwear. I think that when we get older, we lose a magnificent amount of imagination. Adult Christmas lists are always so practical, combining wants and needs. Yes, we lose some imagination, but we also get new things out of the holiday. For example, we start to actually appreciate Christmas cards. I'm almost positive that when I was 5, I didn't exactly care that my third cousin once removed or my great uncle sent our family a Christmas card every year. When I was 5, I wasn't too partial about having to get in the car just hours after I received all my presents to see a bunch of kids. Well, now it's not so bad. Now that I think about it, after all these years, I still don't appreciate these sliders, and I'm sure that will remain a constant for the long years ahead. Chances are, so intense holiday shopping and a lack of imagination for Christmas gifts, but at least here's something